And this is Sunday morning, May 6th, 2018. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. And the Lord's moving mightily in the earth. He's delivering us. He's setting us free. And I want to read to you, this is the 6-year plan to destroy America. Just want to tell you, I want to show you what God has delivered us from. This was Obama's goal. I call him Obama. This was his goal, weaken the USA globally. And here were the things that he endeavored to accomplish in his 8 years. Install rogue operators in government. Remove good guys from government. Fund terrorism. MS-13, which was ISIS. Leak classified intel and military secrets. Special access program sell-off, nuclearize North Korea and Iran, cut military funding, weaken the NSA and reveal its programs, fund and supply North Korea and Iran, we're talking nuclear, weaken command of generals, target and weaken the conservative base, stage the Supreme Court, kill NASA, the U.S. space supremacy, and then relax the borders and flood in illegals. Okay? They had a partnership here, his 8 years and Hillary's 8 years. This is what her plan was. Her goal was to destroy the USA. World War III, real or orchestrated. Revise the Constitution. Close U.S. military bases globally. Population control. Pocket billions. So that's what they did to the Jews. They stripped them of the gold in their teeth, the wedding rings on their fingers. I saw mountains of shoes, mountains of eyeglasses. They, you know, the Jews had lots of all that, those paintings and things that Hitler stole. He stole them from the Jews. Okay, ban sale of firearms and keep and repeal the amendment. Destroy and censor opposing news outlets. Eliminate final good guys in government, install corrupt Supreme Court justices, open the borders, kill the economy and starve and enslave the population, remove the Electoral College and install the popular vote, limit or remove military funding. The Lord just disrupted that all this week. They went in and freed North Korea. They went in and freed Armenia. They went in and freed, I guess, Iraq. Now they're in Iran. So this plan is being overturned as we speak. The Lord's done it. Okay? All right, and it kind of goes along with the word that the Lord gave me. This is called Time to Change the Narrative. This is what a narrative is. It's the story. See, we were talking about, I guess, last week a little bit about Hitler. Hitler was only a puppet. He was just a puppet, just like Hillary's a puppet, Obama's a puppet, all of them are puppets in Satan's scheme to dictate the narrative on this earth. Here we're talking about mighty men, have been this morning, about mighty men and how they resist the devil and they speak the word of God. Satan has another narrative. So he comes to steal, kill, destroy. So this is the narrative that he wants in the earth. God says, no, my word's going to cover the earth. All right. It is time for the truth to come out. The story, aside from God's word, has been a lie. This is changing. It will be shocking for many. The story is about to change. Now, this story that's coming forth is the draining of the swamp. As these things are uncovered, the truth is coming out. This is the narrative that's about to change. A lot of people are going to see things they've never seen before. But one story, one narrative will never change. That's my word, God says. It is always the same and it can be depended upon. Because see, if they've lied to us about things, you know, that's upsetting. But to know that God's word never changes and we rely on His word. It is always the same and it can be depended upon. As my body, it is up to you to tell my narrative, my story, the greatest story ever told. This will help those who will be lost because they believed what is false. This is a great opportunity to win the lost. When Dana told me about that dream she had, I said, well, that's what the Lord's been speaking to me, that there's some things coming down the pike that people are going to have their illusion completely destroyed, and they're not going to know what to do, and they're not going to know what to believe. And that's when we have to be ready to step up and tell them the truth and help them through it. This is a great opportunity to win the lost. Introduce them to me, the unchangeable one, who cannot lie. They will need to hear of the great hope you have, because as my mighty men, you seem unfazed, because you are anchored on the solid rock. Seize the day. This is the greatest door of opportunity that my church has ever had. Be alert. Speak my narrative, my story. Keep your minds renewed to heaven's way, and you won't be swayed. Many will be angry because all their hopes and dreams have been based on lies. They will need someone like you, my mighty man, to show them the way, to give them a future and a hope that won't pass away. Seize the day that you are in. It is glorious. A time that has never been before. Don't miss any opportunities. Walk by the Spirit. Be about my business. Occupy. In other words, don't be so into your routine and your got to do this, got to do that, that you miss the opportunities that God places, because we're about the Master's business. The other, He'll take, redeem it, and He'll get it done. But we need to be about His business. This is my will for you. Seek my kingdom first in all that you do. Let it be first nature, not second nature, for this is who you really are. This is your real calling. When you walk this way, everything will fall into place. Jubilee. All things are coming into line for my mighty men to step up. Don't be afraid, because greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Just keep my narrative in your mouth and keep your mind stayed on me, and great victory will be, you will see, like you've never seen before. Cha-ching, jubilee, oh glory be. Matthew 25 talks about the virgins, that some were, they were all asleep and they woke up and they trimmed their lamps, and some didn't put enough oil in their lamps and they fell back to sleep. What the Lord's saying here, awake, eyes wide open. You remember that morning when we had eyes wide open? Eyes wide open. No more going back to sleep. We may not like to hear the truth, and we may not want to hear what is really going on, but I'm telling you, the church has been asleep, and it's the church's fault we're in this situation. And if we'd have been awake, and we could have done something about it. And a farm church is a strong church, is what the Lord said to me, and a farm church is strong. Awake, eyes wide open, deception is on its way. Isn't it always? You mighty men, eyes wide open, awake and alert, and the coming deception you will avert. The draining of the swamp is being referred to as the Great Awakening. The harvest fields are white because my church and many in the world are awakening. They've been under a false narrative, an enchantment, a demonic stupor, a spell from hell. You must not walk by what you see, because as the swamp is drained, you will see things, hear things, just like you were watching a movie. Yes, that's right. Satan's show, with all his bad actors, has pulled the wool over the eyes of the world and the church. Keep your clothes on, his armor, and let no man steal your crown, your authority. It will all be exposed, and truth and justice will reign throughout the land. Isn't that what we've been speaking? Don't be upset when leaders of the church don't wake up. In my time, they miss their time. Some will miss it in their time also. They will just go on as if nothing has happened. Most people I know, I was telling Dana, I said, Dana, there are maybe two or three people that I can really speak the truth to. Nobody else wants to hear it. Nobody even knows anything's going on. They're just caught up in their little... Okay. This is religion. Religion is a deception. Satan appears as an angel of light. He will deceive the elect if possible. Virgins, you cannot go back to sleep or run out of oil. Stay awake and refuel. I need you. Those who don't move with me will no longer be a part of what I am doing. I cannot bless their plan, or your plan for that matter. Follow me and I will lead you to total victory. And the Lord said this to me, by the midterms there will be no Democratic Party. Possibly no election even. What would be the point? There'll be so many vacancies. I saw a list yesterday. There was like 20 from the Democrats that have resigned and 47 from the Republicans that have resigned so far. And then there was a huge, huge list of CEOs that have resigned from jobs and big people. I mean, there was like 25 pages. I'm thinking, and you think, why isn't he doing anything? They've done massive. I mean, it's unreal what they've done. Okay, my servant Oral Roberts saw your day. He titled what he saw the wake-up call. You're where you are today because you woke up to the problems of your nation. You have been called to this station. Stay awake and keep the torch burning bright, and Satan will be run out and take flight. This is kind of what I've had in my heart, and I don't know how the Lord will do it. I don't know if it'll be me, maybe somebody else. But when the Lord puts us where he wants us to be, that we will actually have a new station, that the true news is coming forth for all to hear, because the church can't fall asleep again. I don't care if it's something they don't want to hear. If it's going to keep them from falling back asleep, keep them stirred up, even if it's one thing, it keeps you praying. You know, when everything we think everything's okay, we don't see nothing, we fall back asleep. This is how my mighty men operate. They occupy and want all their land to be taken. Avert vigil, always on the alert and standing their ground. While others slumber and sleep, they take the land. On my word, they stand. Stay awake, keep my narrative. Pray against new onslaughts of impeachment against our president. It's coming. And it'll be as more ridiculous than the last budget was. Eyes wide open, the awakening, the things you're seeing and hearing are waking you up. Never be afraid of the truth. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Even the truth, it's hard to take. Lord said, don't be afraid of it. It'll make you free. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The Spirit of truth leads and guides you into all truth. An awakened church is a strong church, a powerful church. Truth overcomes darkness and deception. Don't be afraid as the swamp is being drained, and you will see things and know things that are uncomfortable. Don't go back to sleep. This is deception. For while the church slept, the enemy crept in. The church should be on the cutting edge, sharp, vigilant. And I have some scriptures here. Jude 4, Matthew 25:5, and 1 Peter 5:8. Here is the NSA version. Be of sober spirit. Be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Resist him. Firm in faith, what the Lord was saying, most at this point are clueless. They're really clueless of what's going on in the world. They don't want to hear. To them, they just want business as usual. How did David and his mighty men take down the giants? By faith. We're the giant killers. Okay? All right. Now, I have a thing I want to share with you. It's something that I've had on my heart for some weeks, and I really didn't know how to express it, but I found some information that confirmed it. So, yeah, it goes with it. I'm not going to read all of it, but this is what I've been picking up in my spirit. It's called Project Bluebeam. Anybody heard of it? It says that Project Bluebeam is a conspiracy theory that claims that NASA is attempting to implement a new age religion with the Antichrist as its head and start a new world order via a technology-simulated second coming. Now, I told you there was people having dreams about a false rapture. And as I was reading this, the Lord spoke to me that about the strong delusion. It says he will send a strong delusion. This is like 2 Thessalonians, I think. I've got it written somewhere. I thought about the movie War Games. Remember that, where it was all simulated on computer? Okay. All right, it's a four-step plan. And I told you last week that I'd heard that they really planned to do it before the election, to try to stop the election, so that Obama could institute martial law and he could take over a third term and then hand it to Hillary. Okay? This is step one of their plan, Project Bluebeam. Step one requires the breakdown of all archaeological knowledge. You know, they're trying to remove all the, like during 2015, they started with all the removing the rebel flag and all the memorials to the Civil War, and then they wanted to get rid of all the stuff about the Holocaust, the Jews, and all that. And the scripture says don't remove the memorials of your ancestors, not to do it. Okay, require the breakdown of all archaeological knowledge. This will apparently be accomplished by faking earthquakes at precise locations around the planet. Fake new discoveries at these locations will finally explain to all people the error of all fundamental religious doctrines, especially Christian and Muslim doctrines. See, this is this false narrative. They want us to not, well, they've tried to hide our future or our history, you know, with hiding the fact of the foam, the flat earth and the firmament, you know, hiding creation, telling us, you know, about aliens and space and all this, trying to get us to think a certain way about certain things. This makes some degrees of sense. If you want to usurp a current way of thinking, you need to completely destroy it before putting forward your own. However, religious belief is notoriously resilient to to things like facts. The Shroud of Turin is a famous example that is still believed by many to be a genuine shroud of Jesus, as opposed to the medieval forgery that has been conclusively shown to be prayer studies too show how difficult it is to shift religious conviction with mere observational fact. Indeed, many theologians avoid making claims or place beliefs somewhere specifically beyond observation to aid this. So what finds could possibly fundamentally destroy both Christianity and Islam almost overnight and universally all over the globe? Probably nothing. Yet this is one step, one of the increasingly ludicrous set of events that Project Bluebeam predicts will occur. All right, the second step involves a gigantic space show. Within three-dimensional holographic laser projections will be beamed all over the planet, and this is where Bluebeam really takes off. The projections will take the shape of whatever deity is most predominant and will speak in all languages. At the end of this light show, the gods will all emerge into one god, the Antichrist. This is a rather baffling plan, as it seems to assume people will think this is actually their god, rather than the more natural 21st century assumption that it is a particularly opaque Coca-Cola advertisement. Evidence commonly advanced for this is a supposed plan to project the face of Allah, despite its contradiction with Muslim belief of God's uniqueness, over Baghdad in 1991 to tell Iraqis to overthrow Saddam Hussein. This was something that they were going to try to do as a tactic. Someone somewhere must have thought those primitive, ignorant Western savages wouldn't have had television or advertising, would never guess it was being done with mirrors. In general, see, Satan's a magician. In general, pretty much anything that either evolves light or B has been seen in the sky has been put forward as evidence that Project Bluebeam is real. But there was a deal where they showed that China saw this floating city floating in their sky. People have talked about seeing all these things. Well, they've been testing it. Sky has been put forward as evidence that Project Bluebeam is real, and such things as tests of the technology, namely unidentified flying objects, existing display technology such as 3D projection, mapping, and holograms are put forward as foreshadowing the great light show in the sky. This stage will apparently be accomplished with the aid of a Soviet computer that will be fed with the minute psychological particulars based on their studies of the anatomy and electromechanical composition of the human body and the studies of the electrical, chemical, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it says the second part of step two happens when the holograms result in the dissolution of social and religious order, setting loose millions of programmed religious fanatics through demonic possession on a scale never witnessed before. The United Nations plans to use Beethoven's Ode to Joy as the anthem for the introduction of the New Age One World Religion. There is relatively little to debunk this. The most widely remembered section of the Project Bluebeam conspiracy, as the idea is so infeasible. So they're going to try to make it look like Jesus is coming to try to deceive. And we know this in Scripture. God has said it's going to happen. There's going to be something that happens. Step three. telepathic electronic two-way communication. It involves making people think their God is speaking to them through telepathy, projected into the head of each person individually using extreme low-frequency radio waves. Now, the 5G, you know that they say that this 5G, that it could actually, you know, the waves are so strong that it can alter your DNA. See, this is the junk that, yeah. Atheists will presumably hear, in absence of Richard Dawkins. The book goes on to some lengths to describe how this would be feasible, including a claim that ELF, thought projection, caused the depressive illness of Michael Dukakis. I don't know who that is. His wife, Kitty. All right, this is the fourth. Making humanity think an alien invasion is about to occur at every major city. Making the Christians think the rapture is about to happen. A mixture of electronic and supernatural forces, allowing the supernatural forces to travel through fiber optics, coax, power, and telephone lines to penetrate all electronic equipment appliances that will by then all have a special microchip installed. Then chaos will break out and people will finally be willing, perhaps even desperate, to accept the New World Order. The techniques used in the fourth step is exactly the same used in the past in the USSR to force people to accept communism. A device has apparently already been perfected that will lift enormous numbers of people as in a rapture. UFO abductions are tests of this device. Project Bluebeam proponents believe psychological preparations have already been made. Monest, having claimed that 2001 is Space Odyssey, Star Wars, and the Star Trek series, all involve an invasion from space and all nations coming together. The first two don't. The third is peaceful contact, and that Jurassic Park propagandizes evolution in order to make people think God's words are lies. And this is the New World Order. According to Monest, the book detailed the theory that in 1994 lecture, Monest detailed what would happen afterwards. All people will be required to take an oath to Lucifer with a ritual initiation to enter the New World Order. Resistors will be categorized as followers. This is the Hitler dream that's been continued on. Christian children will be kept from human sacrifice or for sexual slaves. Prisoners to be used in medical experiments. Prisoners to be used as living organ banks. Healthy workers in slave labor camps. Uncertain prisoners in the International Reeducation Center, thence to repent on television and learn to glorify the New World Order. The International Execution Center, and as yet unknown, seventh classification. So we see here, they have these capabilities right now. In fact, they said in this article that they actually have anti-gravity ships. And they're somewhat like, over the whole world, there's like 1,500 underground bases that they've built. They've got this machine. I saw the machine. It's massive. I don't know how big it is, but it can tunnel 7 miles in one day, and it eats all the debris and redoes it for some other purpose. It's amazing. So they built all these bases. Area 51 is one of those bases. And so they're doing all their stuff down here. They said they have trains that go 2 G's underground. All this advanced technology that even President Trump has talked about, they've hidden technologies from us. They've been working on these things since World War II. See, this is where all these elites are trying to escape to and get to these underground places where they think they'll be safe. But you know what? They're going to find them. How can you hide something like that? You think, all this is going on, and the virgins just slumbered. I said, Lord, forgive us. Now, the Lord said Haman's being hung on the gallows, and so he's taking them out. Now, it looks impossible for modern men to just be able to do that. It looks impossible. But God's doing it. And when God says you're coming down, you're coming down. But we can't give up the vigil. We have to keep on praying. We'll probably have to keep on doing this because once you get it all cleaned out, the devil's still here. And I'll get a little weirder. Just a little bit weirder, and then we'll quit. In 1954, Eisenhower made a treaty with a race of beings called the Greys. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. But I know our president's going to make a statement about the disclosure of aliens. I know that's coming. And I'm concerned about it because I said, oh, Lord, let it be the truth. And they're not aliens because we know Earth is an enclosed system. Aliens can't come. They know aliens out there to come. But these are the Nephilim. The Nephilim. I said, okay, Lord, if they're alive, I don't know. Evidently, they've been around since about the 1800s. People have been abducted by them. He made a treaty with this race of beings that they could abduct humans and do experiments on them, but they had to bring them back. They had to not. But it's turned into much more because they're cannibalistic. And I think I see, if this is true, I don't know. You pray about it. I said, Lord, I don't know how that fits in. I know that they have the capability to fake an alien invasion. You know, all these movies and all this stuff, they've been practicing, trying to get us used to this kind of thing where some people just accept this garbage. People that don't know God, they'll think it. In fact, what would you do if, you knew people that were fatally ill and these gracious creatures walked off their little UFO and they walked up to you and said, we've got a pill that will cure cancer. We've got this and we've got all these. You see how people would just fall at their feet and accept anything they said? I'm talking about people that are not depending on God. I know this seems like Ripley's Believe It or Not, but it really isn't. This is our world. This is what's coming up out of that swamp. And I'm thinking, Lord, I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want any of it. I'd like to leave. But see, there's going to be people that are going to have to hear the truth. They're going to need to hear the truth. And if we don't know the truth, how can we help them know the truth? If it's all a scam, I'm hoping, I'm thinking, Lord, are we really to that point? I thought we were to that point, but then as the swamp's being drained, you see the potential to have many years. So I said, there was even a petition to have President Trump break this treaty because these grays, if this is true, have violated the treaty. And they even alluded to there were some others. I'm thinking, well, I don't know. I know the scripture talks about giants, and these are supposed to be, they're pretty good size, but it says in the days of Noah, it'll be when Jesus comes, it'll be that way again. In fact, it really implies these were set up and things were all going on in Noah's world. It wasn't just something that just happened and bam, the flood. This was something that went on. I mean, he gave Noah 120 years to build that ark. And man's thinking was totally corrupt. I'm thinking, Lord, could it be any worse than it is today? There's a lot more people on the earth today. And see, that's what the president is doing. They're going in and they're freeing these nations of, well, it's the CIA, which are the ones that have funded all the wars. They've kept war going because war is big business. War brings them money through profiteering and whatever you call it. So they want wars all the time. They want people dying because, what happens with the dead? I know in the day of Hitler, even their fillings and their caps on their teeth, it took the gold, melted it down into money. So they have an agenda. But God has said, that's enough. And so I said, well, Lord, I hope you stamp it all out. All them creepy things, if that's the truth, But there's people petitioning the president to break the treaty with these things. I'm thinking, yeah, if you do that, it may even be worse. If they are demon spirits, we have authority over them in Jesus' name. They're a demon seed. And there is evidence, I presented this before. There are evidence of these giant, some of them up to 36 foot tall. That they have found, archaeological finds. Some of them they try to hide away, the Smithsonians and things, but nonetheless, it is the truth. And I'm thinking, it's like, why did we never heard anything about anything? Because we've had a narrative before us. They wanted us to believe exactly what they wanted us to believe. Sorry to be bummer. But, yeah, I could have probably preached all night last night because I got started with Dana and she kept asking questions and I didn't even really get to sleep till 1 o'clock this morning because she was open to it. But see, things are coming out at school. That, you know, the kids are talking about flat earth at school, and Zimri was the one that had the most questions about it. You know, we've been told all our life, it's this way. It's not that way. So we need to be led by the Spirit today and be open to whatever the Lord would have us be open to, because I said, Lord, I don't think I can take much more. Because I've always thought the alien thing is a hoax. It is a hoax. But the Lord just said to me, it's demonic in origin. It really is. But they do. I haven't looked at any of the stuff about the bloodlines. They talk about 10 bloodline races in the earth today that they believe are from the Nephilim. That some of these people, because I thought, how can people be so wicked and the pedophilia and the killing of the babies and eating their flesh and drinking their blood? I said, maybe they're not who we think they are. Maybe they really are, you know? Yes. I thought, how can you be so conscienceless and so evil unless maybe you are something else? Maybe you can't be born again. I know they won't, it says the giants won't rise. They were not God's seed. They were Satan's seed. Again, this is some things to think about. Like I said, I thought, I'd just soon go on with faith teachings and not ever heard any of this. But how can we expect the swamp to be drained and not see it, not see what's in it? I thought I wanted to see. And that's why they say it is so corrupt beyond anything that you can think in your mind. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you know, I guess it's worse than we thought. But it's not anything that God can't handle. And it's not anything we can't handle as God leads us, as we follow Him. That's why in these last days, my conversation with Dana, the days of just going to church to ease our conscience, just to get through the week the best way we could, those days are over. We just might as well wake up now. We nearly lost our world. We were on the brink. It could have gone the other way. Wasn't it you that was saying like 6 months? They were saying if she had gotten in and within five months, it'd been
a nuclear war
over here. Mm-hmm. Doesn't surprise me, because that's part of that goal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that's enough for today. I hope y'all have a restful afternoon. Dana said, I didn't sleep all night long. I said, I know how you feel.